Hey everyone! Today we are diving into a paper that is going to be incredibly relevant for anyone building high-stakes, community-governed AI. The paper is called TRIAGE, which stands for Trustworthy Retrieval Instrumentation and Graph Evaluation. If you are building a system for a language like Lakota, you know the stakes. You aren't just building a chatbot, you are building a digital repository of community knowledge. You are likely using OCR on legacy texts, and then using GraphRAG to help people navigate those relationships. But here is the nightmare scenario. The AI extracts a relationship from an old text, gets it slightly wrong, and then confidently presents a hallucination as a historical fact. The problem the authors identify is that current RAG systems are black boxes when they fail. If a GraphRAG system gives a wrong answer, we usually don't know why. Was the original extraction from the text bad? Was the knowledge graph built with a broken schema? Or did the retrieval process simply miss the right connection? Right now, we only find out there is a problem when the user sees a wrong answer. By then, it is too late. TRIAGE changes this by treating the pipeline as a series of connected stages that each need their own instrumentation, basically, their own dashboard of health metrics. The approach works by breaking the pipeline into three distinct phases. Phase 1 is KG implementation. This is the construction phase where you turn raw text into triples, subject, predicate, object. Instead of just hoping the LLM did a good job, TRIAGE attaches metrics to every single triple. They look at things like triple confidence scores and evidence attribution. This means every fact in your graph carries a digital receipt, pointing back to the exact sentence in the source text it came from. Phase 2 is KG validation. This is where the human comes in. The authors suggest using these automated metrics to help experts perform much more efficient reviews. Instead of reading the whole graph, the expert can look at dead node ratios or logical consistency scores to see where the graph is structurally weak. Phase 3 is KG usage. This is the most important part for a live system. When a user asks a question, TRIAGE doesn't just look at the final answer. It looks at the retrieval readiness. It asks, did we actually find the entities mentioned in the query? Is the path between those entities long enough to answer the question? It measures the cost of the search so you know if your system is becoming too slow or too expensive to run. The beauty of this is that it creates a diagnostic chain. If the system fails, the metrics tell you exactly which link in the chain broke. If the entity retrieval coverage is low, you know your graph is missing data. If answer grounding rate is low, you know your generator is hallucinating. Now let's look at the numbers. In their proof of concept using the MetaQA and Wikimovies datasets, they demonstrated that a system can actually produce a correct-looking answer even when the retrieval has failed completely. This happens because the LLM uses its own internal training data to fill in the blanks of a missing graph connection. This is a huge warning sign. TRIAGE metrics allowed them to catch these lucky guesses by scoring the retrieval independently of the answer. They found that by monitoring the reasoning readiness score, you can actually predict if a system is about to fail before the LLM even starts typing. However, there are honest limitations. First, this is a heavy framework. Adding all these checks, especially the white box checks that require looking at the extraction process, adds computational overhead. Second, while they emphasize gold-free metrics, meaning you don't need a perfect answer key to run them, the system is still only as good as your ontology. If your underlying schema for how things relate is poorly defined, your schema compliance metrics will be technically high, but your actual knowledge will still be junk. So, what does this mean for your Lakota pipeline? First, what to adopt. Adopt the evidence attribution mindset immediately. When you are performing OCR and extraction on legacy Lakota texts, do not just store the fact. Store the provenance pointer, the exact page, paragraph, and sentence. This is the only way to make your RAG community sovereign, because it allows a community elder or linguist to verify a claim by jumping straight to the source. Second, what to test. Test your reasoning hop depth. In many indigenous languages, meaning is deeply relational and often requires connecting multiple concepts across a sentence. If your graph RAG is set to only look one hop away from an entity, you will miss the nuance. Use the TRIAGE logic to find the minimum hop depth required to answer complex questions about your texts without the system becoming too slow. Third, what to ignore. Do not get bogged down in trying to build a perfect gold standard graph before you start. The paper shows that you can use resolution-based canonicalization to keep the graph connected even without a formal schema. Start with the text, get the provenance right, and let the schema evolve as the community validates the data. In short, stop evaluating your AI by whether the answer sounds right, and start evaluating it by whether the path to that answer is actually visible in your data.